All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Hello, gentlemen.
I got deja vu.
Some things never change.
Hey.
Yes, that's right. It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the only podcast still being produced on equipment older than a person in this room.
It's
statistically older than
listen,
one
out of
persons.
Three.
And you know what? We still put out a better show.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hey, now you're starting a radio war.
Wow.
No,
radio
I'm
war.
Not starting a radio war.
OG's radio
can
war.
Can you name some of those shows for
I
us?
I see. That's why I'm not starting a radio
can,
war.
I can name one. Whoever yeah. follows us on More Like Radio.
It's more like an
it's
opening
It's more like radio,
volley.
Sir.
it's just, a blanket volley.
Yeah, it's just.
We're better than those other
toss
guys.
It out there. And hope it
it's
sticks.
Arrogance and hubris.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
So we are in theory back from New York Comic Con.
We've escaped.
We have escaped.
And that's why we're calling episode 305 Escape from New York Comic Con.
There's a lot of dots in that. You know who loves dots, by the way? iTunes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It just fucks with the RSS feed.
Really?
Yeah. So in the RSS feed or when it appears on iTunes, never any dots. Only on the website.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It screws with the image.
Do you
it
like
screws with the time?
But it makes sense because a dot means there's going to be a file extension
right.
or whatever after.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
couldn't you write the word dot instead, like dot dot dot?
I suppose.
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. Yeah, that's it.
Could you use some sort of emoticon? Yeah. Like a smiling poo or something.
That's terribly disgusting.
Saying
it's adorable.
So we are in fact home.
Yeah,
from New York Comic Con
for like Woo! 2 weeks. What did we do anything at Comic Con?
Well, if you remember correctly, we did some live.
We did tape some awesome segments with people.
Right.
Is that what you're trying?
Well,
to
we taped some
to?
Segments without people that were on.
Oh, that's true.
During Comic Con,
that's
right?
true.
Almost live.
And then we did some
Live-ish.
Awesome segments with people, most of which are now online.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
And we actually did a little live, but we realized because we didn't tell anyone in advance,
right.
it was useless.
We were broadcasting to nobody.
It was the two of us, me and Scapegoat, and like two dudes in the room who confirmed that it was working, and then they were gone.
They were gone.
So
it's working. Bye.
Bye. I gotta go. So yes. So that happened.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the interviews are online.
Cool. We did a bunch of them too.
13, 14.
Wow, was it that many?
I believe so.
Yep.
Wow.
I believe I counted the files and there were 14.
14 interviews or 14 segments?
No, interviews.
Oh, wow.
Interviews. Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, Dave Dorman.
Peter Beagle.
Frank J. Barbier.
Uh-huh.
Royden Lepp.
Uh-huh.
Dave Peterson.
Uh-huh.
Fernando Ruiz.
Uh-huh.
Eric Scarecrow.
Uh-huh.
George Vager.
Uh-huh.
Zach Galiango.
Uh-huh.
Jack, the Quidditch girl.
Oh, yeah, the Quidditch girl. She was so cute.
The dude from the Lebowski store.
Yes.
That's
11 by my count.
Raphael Albuquerque.
Uh-huh. Peterson.
I think I said Peterson. Oh, did you? But
there were a lot.
12, 13, somewhere in that ballpark.
Oh, my God. I haven't been able to stop thinking about the Quidditch girl.
Clearly, it's made you tongue-tied.
She was so cute.
And she plays Quidditch, so...
I know. What's wrong with that?
Did I say there was something wrong with
that? No, I didn't mean to imply that you meant that there was something wrong with that. I mean, what I meant was there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine.
What's her name? Jenna Jankowski, I think.
Jankowski definitely was her last name.
I think it was Jenna.
I can attest to that part. Only because that was the file name.
I want to get her. I want to get her to call in the show.
Hey, you know what? That would be great if we had the ability to call into the show.
No, what? How's that an ability we don't have?
That will be an availability that will happen.
Because if you remember, that was an ability we had and have never quite recovered from.
Scapeghost is supposed to be working on that.
Sure he is.
No, there are. Don't worry.
I mostly believe you.
Mostly.
The first thing we're going to use is to call in from the restaurant where we're taping Big Kev's Eat Stuff.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Which restaurant is that?
You never know.
Oh, okay.
Because these are plans that are happening for 2014.
I think it's going to be a pizza in this studio with these mics.
You know, you keep saying that.
That would be fine. Impressive.
When Scapeghost and I roll out episode 1 of Big Kev Eat Stuff,
uh-huh.
You're going to be impressed.
I'll be shocked.
And no one else will. No one else will.
You don't know. That's a pretty narrow view, Scapeghost. I'm a little surprised at you.
Well, why don't we, unless you have something else to add to this lovely intro.
Nope.
To the show, why don't we move forward?
Let's do it.
With the show.
Yes.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right.
The technical difficulties continue.
That wasn't a technical difficulty. No, there were. That was more of a... Of a movement of equipment.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
All right.
The great Oz has spoken.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
That would be a clip we would normally put in.
Right.
Like an actual pull from The Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
I had to do it instead because we haven't had clips in a while.
Right. Because you haven't pulled any in a while.
It's mine. It's my fault entirely.
Let's do Star Wars.
Okay.
Other than marshmallow lightsabers, the big news this week.
Marshmallow lightsaber.
Yeah, that was the.
Oh, that. Oh,
that's
yeah.
A callback.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
The big news this week actually comes from friends of ours.
Yes.
Which is
Latino Review.
It is certainly not.
No, it's just Jedi News, right? .co.uk.
Right? Yeah. And friend of the show, Matt Booker, is a contributor over there.
Uh huh.
And they broke a story earlier this week from the licensing expo going on in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, episode 7 is still on track for summer of
2015.
But in 2014, springtime, the Darth Vader TV specials.
Springtime for Vader and the Empire.
But nobody knows what the TV specials are.
No one knows.
Is it like documentaries type footage? Is it something entirely new and created?
Unlikely.
As some sort of bridge? Is it animated, which I've heard some people toss out there? Maybe it'll be animated.
The only way that it would have anything to do with Vader,
right,
is if it was for Rebels.
Okay, well, it definitely has to do with Vader, because it's titled Vader TV Specials on the handout.
Right.
So the question is it something new, or is it just some sort of like character introduction,
right,
docu-special?
I don't know. It's very strange. The whole Vader angle is very strange. And the other rumor was that they were going to do some sort of like informative things in order to prepare for episode 7.
Yeah, they already did character related docu specials.
Yeah, they did. Things. They already did three giant preparations for episode 7. They were called episode 4, 5, and 6.
Right, but I,
so
but my guess is that they're making assumptions that some people may see episode 7 as their first Star Wars film. You can't rule out that possibility, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So in order to do that, you have established characters that a lot of people are going to go and knowing every bit of minutiae about.
I cannot imagine that they are giving full weight to the idea that no one knows who these characters, or no one will know
clearly,
who these characters
clearly
are.
Clearly, even the most, you know, uneducated pop culture person in the world knows Han Solo, right? Like, it's iconic.
Right.
However, maybe they don't know all the little bits and pieces of it.
It's another
we take a lot for granted.
It's another year. It's 2 years, isn't it? Right? It's slightly less than two years, right?
Yeah, slightly less than two years.
Even your son, Frodo Washburn,
right,
will have watched at least episodes 4, 5, and 6.
By 2015?
Right? Maybe. What's he now? 7, 8?
No, he's 2.
2. So that means he'll be 4.
He'll be 4.
By that time.
Yeah, he may. I would say it's more likely that he will start watching Clone Wars, but he may.
Yeah, but Clone Wars has no... I understand that. Are you going to let him watch Clone Wars before you've set up what the Clone Wars are?
I just don't know that if I show him...
Yeah, he cares a lot about canon.
I just don't hope if I show... I don't think if I show him New Hope...
I can speak for Frodo Washburn's father that this is a child who will have the entire experience in sequential order.
He will.
That's what I'm saying.
But
so you're starting with episode 4. No, he'll never watch it again.
But listen, this makes sense.
He'd probably appreciate it.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3 completely made for someone his age.
Right.
So
however, I thought it was written by someone.
I don't
his age.
Know that he'll be
sorry.
At
sorry.
4,
sorry, everyone.
I still think he'll be too young.
Okay.
I don't even know that I'm, you know, it's not like I'm, but I'm not saying I'm rushing out to take him to see episode 7 in the theater either,
yes,
mind you.
Are.
So we'll see.
Yes, you will. Yeah, because if you don't, he
I know.
Will curse you
I know.
The way that you curse your own father.
My dad did take me to see Empire.
Yeah, but you were like 4 minutes old.
I was, what year was Empire?
82?
80? No, Jedi 80, was 81, 80, 80, so it was 80. 80.
Yeah.
So I was 2 and change.
No, Jedi was 83.
It was 83? I thought it was 81.
No,
okay.
83.
Well, either way, I was 2 and change when Empire came out.
There you go.
And my dad did take me to see it in the theater.
Ergo, you will take Frodo
right
to see episode 7. When he is 4.
Likely.
Okay. So the Vader specials.
So the Vader specials.
Sorry.
I don't know. We don't really have anything else to say. We don't know anything else about them.
There's just something.
We could just
out
make
there.
It up if you
we
want.
We could.
Ooh. Okay. That's a good we idea. Could. We can just start rumors.
Yeah.
So what I think
Latino
it is.
Review.
Right. So what I think it is, Vader turns out to be a crusty old white guy.
What? That's outrageous.
He went to a retirement home
Bitch,
in Florida.
You almost made me laugh.
No,
have you seen
smile.
Chasing? It was a smile. Have you seen Chasing
yeah, yeah,
Amy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's right, a Nubian?
Let's move forward. How about the Captain America teaser for the teaser trailer? Now,
what?
I haven't actually watched this.
What's I don't know what you're talking
a,
about.
There was such a thing
today, released on the interwebs, was the teaser for the teaser for Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
You're sure it was a teaser for a teaser?
Yes, the actual teaser is coming out tomorrow.
But
these 17 seconds will appear in tomorrow's teaser.
But are we sure it's not a full trailer situation
that's
going
being
on?
Released tomorrow? That would make more sense.
I believe it's being called a teaser and not a full trailer.
So they
it's
they,
a little early for a full trailer.
No, it's
honesty.
Not. Thor comes out in 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, November 7th?
8th?
7th.
Yeah, but
eighth,
when's
eighth,
Cap
it's a Friday,
come out?
Yeah,
when's
yeah.
Cap come out?
I don't know.
This spring.
Yeah, but you don't normally get a full trailer 8
sure,
months
sure you
out,
do.
9 months
do.
Out, do you?
Yeah, you got
do.
The Thor trailer
you
in
get,
front
no,
of
we
Iron
got,
Man.
We, it was a teaser, wasn't the full trailer?
It was a full trailer.
No, it was
no,
not.
No, that was a teaser.
That was a teaser.
It was?
Yep. Yeah,
it was.
And,
all right.
And not only that, there have been 3 trailers, full trailers,
yeah.
since then.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a teaser in front of Thor.
All right.
I'm still curious what the stinger is on the end of that.
Of Thor?
Yeah.
Oh, though there. Well, it's already...
Has it been leaked already?
It has been leaked already because it's already been screened.
I don't want to know.
It's already been screened
what's,
to a select.
What?
They
what?
Screened it with the stinger at the end. I think.
Oh,
I
no,
thought
yeah.
they usually hold that
yeah.
off.
And there
because
are,
they know
there
it's
are
2
leak. Stingers, by the way.
What?
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to tell you.
I want to know. What are they?
I'm not going to tell you.
If
why
you'd
you
like to
me?
Know, you can check it out on the website.
Can we put the...
One of them you can assume what it is. or what it relates to.
Right, makes
sense.
And
one of them I don't know. Because I didn't read it either, because I want to wait.
Yeah, I want to be I want to be surprised on November 8th.
What would it pertain to? Can't be a Hulk movie.
Oh, I don't know. What are the other big movies coming out in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that we know has just finished filming? Couldn't involve a space raccoon with a machine gun.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, there was something space about
raccoon.
That.
When you put it that way, a space raccoon with a machine gun.
I just didn't think they were gonna tie it in so
soon.
Kind of right away.
Well, we know this isn't a spoiler because we've talked about this on the show extensively, but we know that there's a crossover between the two movies because Benicio del Toro is playing the same character in both movies. He's playing the Collector in Thor.
The Collector.
Who will then appear in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Behold the Collector.
You have that
from The Simpsons? That
yes, yes. It was a natural, to me, it was natural that that's where they were.
Oh, that makes,
the first,
that makes sense.
The first something.
Fair enough.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure.
So yeah, the teaser for the teaser doesn't show off a whole lot. I mean,
we yes, know that.
Yes, it does.
New
it shows
cap.
Off, it shows new cap. No, it shows off. It shows off that Black Widow has straightened her hair.
Yeah, I noticed.
I am very outraged.
Cap's new costume also.
I didn't see. Was it really that different?
Yeah, I don't know. You'll find out tomorrow.
It's all black. It's all black. No other color other than a silver star in the center.
I didn't see
there's
that.
No blue.
That,
yeah, but
there's
we don't
no
know.
Red,
we,
and the only other color is on the shield.
Yeah, but we don't know that that's that was, his costume or
sure,
for a specific scene.
Sure,
it could be like the shield version or
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Because that sounds
but there was
more
another
like,
image that was leaked online with that same costume. But again,
that sounds like a Winter Soldier's costume.
So next.
Winter Soldier, all black with a mask and a red star.
Ooh.
I believe.
And a
well,
silver arm.
Next week, next week, I'm sure we'll talk about
no,
it.
No, tomorrow we'll.
Yeah,
oh,
but
well.
Yes, next week we will talk about it.
Yeah.
Because in theory. Now, when does Thor actually open?
November 8th.
Did we say November 8th? So it's October 30th in the UK, then, I think it is. And then we get
what?
It a week and change later.
What
been,
the hell?
Iron Man 3 was the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it is.
We've been getting it late for whatever reason.
So the box office
why?
Numbers look better.
Yeah.
What do you mean, why? So the box office numbers look better in the US. And there's internet leaks and hype around it. I mean,
right.
it makes I'm fine with it.
Sure, from a marketing standpoint.
I'm annoyed,
standpoint.
But I'm fine with it.
All right, let's move forward.
It's the 8th, yes.
Can we move forward?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a piece of news that I want to share.
Okay, go.
For the first time in, what, 13 years?
Yes.
South Park failed to complete the episode last
deadline,
week.
Yes.
It was a power failure.
It's a power failure.
It's not their fault.
Literally, yeah. No, I mean, no one's saying it's their fault, but it kind of, it's the first time and it's ever happened.
Yeah,
and what
crazy.
I think is great is if you've never seen the documentary.
Which is awesome.
Which shows you how they,
yeah,
which shows you how they create an episode in 6 days. Number one, you should. Number two, it
Netflix.
Happened to be
it's
one
on
of my
Netflix.
Favorite episodes, which was Human Centipad was, yeah. The, was,
it was
the episode.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so check it out.
It
there.
Is.
Yeah.
And the fact that anything like this or that something like this hasn't gone wrong in whatever many years it is, I think it's like 13,
yep.
something like
yeah.
that. If, the fact that something hasn't gone wrong in that many years is unbelievable.
I'm guessing the next day they started looking into generators.
Yeah, yeah. I did that after my power outage.
You'll never need it, but
that's
you'll feel
awesome.
Better.
But the new episode is going to air tonight, I guess, and it's about the Goth Kids, which I think is funny.
Oh yeah, I saw the preview for
Blackout,
it.
And it was the Goth Kids episode, so that's fun.
All right, let's talk. Well, let's stick with Marvel for a minute.
Oh, good. Marvel films or Marvel books?
Marvel films.
Oh, I'll put on my happy face then.
Yeah.
No,
you're
not
like,
necessarily.
You're like the dramas with the like Uh-oh. The smiley face.
No,
drama and comedy.
Well, this one,
emoticon.
You're this a smiling poop.
Yeah.
Put Cool Whip on you.
And Cherry. This one is a Marvel movie, but it is not a Marvel film. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's Fantastic
Let's
Four,
just say what it is.
Oh,
which is
no.
what, Fox?
Oh,
right?
no.
So the rumor
this
mill
is... This is Fox fucking Marvel films,
right,
is what this is.
The rumor mill is continuing to crank on the Fantastic Four reboot. And so now we hear again who might be playing the Human Torch.
Uh-oh.
Which is Michael
Chris
B.
Pine.
Jordan.
Michael B.
Jordan. Yeah.
Really?
He is the gentleman who has been tapped to play Apollo Creed's son in Creed in that next Rocky spinoff movie.
What?
Yeah.
How is he going to play the Human Torch?
Okay. Well, so here's the discussion.
They are completely
All right.
fucking Marvel.
Here's the discussion.
Wow, Fox.
Now, originally, I don't think he was the first name to be attached to the Human Torch.
Really?
But it was another black gentleman that was attached to the name.
What the hell?
At the same time, there was rumored for a white woman to play
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm. Here's the issue. If you want to cast black Johnny Storm and then you cast black Sue Storm, I don't like it, but I'm okay with it. At least you stick
why,
with
why do you not like it? Why do you not like it?
Because if they try to mush in some sort of interracial half-sister, stepbrother, stepsister bullshit, it's political correctness gone mad. It's trying to cater to a different audience. The whole thing is political correctness gone mad. But I'm okay with it if they stick with at least, I don't know. We discussed
what this is, Scapeghost. This is Fox nailing the coffin in the FF movies ever coming to Marvel films and having a chance to become part of the Avengers universe. That's what this is.
Yeah.
This is them absolutely and utterly destroying that possibility. So what they're going to do is they're going to fuck with it as hard as they can. And that means Doom is going to get trashed also. That means, I mean, whoever, whatever they're going to do in this movie is all they're going to do is trash the opportunity.
You think they're literally going to make a big blockbuster that makes no goddamn sense just so they can never fix those characters?
No. I'm sure they think people will go to see it.
No, if they were going to do that, they would cast David Cross as the Thing. If anybody has seen those Arrested Development episodes.
Yeah.
But anyway. So let's move past Fantastic Four, because there's nothing else to say there, because it's still rumor and speculation. There's
plenty of things to say there. Holy shit.
That's
one of them.
Kevin Feige was saying a lot of things this week.
Oh, yeah?
One of which is that they're not quite sure what to do with Punisher and Daredevil. Did they get them back? Yes, they did get them back.
Oh, that's good.
So, of course, people started saying, put them in the same movie. Throw in Ghost Rider and do Marvel Knights.
Ooh.
Could be interesting.
Do they own Ghost Rider?
Can we fuck Ghost Rider?
Did they get Ghost Rider? No. Hold on.
I'm okay with Ghost Rider, the character.
The movie. I want to be clear.
Okay.
Fuck Ghost Rider, the movie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Holy shit.
And how they got a second one made?
Because if that
but you know what the problem is? Eva Mendez is in that, right?
Yeah.
I liked her.
Right, well.
In the first
one.
Well,
let me be clear. I like her.
Right.
What the fuck were those movies?
God only knows. Nobody knows.
No.
Nicolas Cage in anything is what the fuck was that movie?
First of all,
except for National Treasure. That's it. It's the only one I give him a con on. Oh, Con Air. Okay.
I kind of didn't hate him in 8mm.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's probably a script thing. It's not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If Nathan Fillion had played Ghost Rider in those movies, it would be a franchise today.
Yeah.
What if he were?
I'm joking.
That would have to be.
It's almost like, what if he were also Green Lantern?
Right.
They could still do it. He could play Danny Ketch and not Johnny Blaze. Danny Ketch was the second Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I got it.
So, like, I mean, it's certainly something that they could do.
They could entertain it.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone liked the way Ghost Rider looked. It was Nicolas Cage and the majority of the script that was terrible.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we will have information on who's playing Ant-Man before the end of the year, apparently.
Woo.
Rumor for who's being considered for Wasp hit the interwebs this week. Again, it's rumor. So.
Is Wasp in that movie?
Rashida Jones is the person that they're saying could play it.
Interesting.
And although what I've heard was that Wasp is not in the movie, but Janet blah, 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 is in the movie, and they're alluding to her becoming Wasp.
Pym?
No, but before she's Pym, she's Janet, and just her last name is, I'm blanking on her last name right now. Von Dyne, what is it?
Something like that, yeah.
So Rashida Jones is the rumor for that, but I don't know that I believe that or not.
Rashida Jones.
I'm okay with Rashida Jones. I like Rashida. I liked her on Parks and Rec. I liked her on The Office. I'm okay with her as an
actress. Remember her in Boston Public?
I don't.
Yep.
I don't know that I watched Boston Public.
You're right. It's Van Dyne.
Van Dyne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way to go. Something
like
that. There you go.
So there's that. And then what did you say? It's going to be a heist movie?
I have no idea. That's a rumor.
That was also rumor mill this week. So
someone steals the Ant-Man suit? That would be the second Ant-Man or the third Ant-Man. Technically.
Let's stick with Marvel, but get away from films and go back to TV for a moment.
Shield?
Are you guys caught up on Shield or not?
I have not finished the last 10 minutes of the most recent episode.
And where are you?
I'm caught up.
You're caught up.
Yep.
So can we not talk about it, I guess?
Well, honestly, what happened was the file that I was watching.
Yes.
Corrupt. Yeah, there was 2 seconds that were corrupt.
Oh.
And I couldn't get past it. And then the sound dropped out.
Nice.
It's very upsetting.
Nice.
So let's talk about it.
No, we'll save it.
If he's missing the last 10 minutes, we can totally talk about it. We can talk about who the characters were.
Scorch.
And the other one, Reyna.
Reyna.
Oh,
who is Reyna?
Get out your Marvel dictionary and look up who Reyna is.
Who is she? I don't remember.
She's Reyna.
That's just the character?
She's another
Reyna?
One of those, just like Scorch, she's another alternate Earth character.
Okay.
Who they've
There's been like five Scorches.
I know. But this is specific. No, there haven't been five Scorches.
There's been three or four.
Really?
Yeah.
I really thought they were going...
With Sunfire.
With Sunfire.
Everybody thought they were really going
with
Sunfire.
A lot more sense than...
Except that I'll tell you why they won't go with Sunfire.
Okay.
Because they got that other animated film coming out next year.
Oh.
Big Hero 6.
But Sunfire's not in Big Hero 6.
Well, yes, but he's tied to Big Hero 6. And if,
yeah.
And if it's successful and they move forward with it...
What they're
the
going to bring in Sunfire?
Why not?
Ugh, I don't...
That's what my thought is. My thought is they don't want to touch that.
I guess. They don't also, he's a mutant.
Right. Well, they're skirting that issue pretty well. Huh?
They haven't really said a lot about that. So.
But they're skirting that issue pretty well. Other than that, other than the characters, I liked it. I continue to think the show is great.
I'm kind of done with Extremis.
See, but I'm okay with it because I think it ties into the bigger picture of Hydra. I still think Hydra is behind all
of
this.
Centipede.
Yes.
I think it's Hydra.
Centipede.
Yeah. Centipede, an insect with multiple legs. Hydra, a mythical beast with multiple heads. No correlation there.
Not at all.
I think it's
and
funny
this totally
that,
won't tie into Captain America.
Yeah, I know. But that's
even
what
though they
is.
Mentioned it.
They're
they
clearly,
even mentioned it
way,
in the episode.
I still think that I still think Cap makes an appearance in the finale.
I totally think that.
I think he makes an appearance in the finale, and that's the big get.
I think there's going to be a cameo in the Captain America movie.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Of some character in
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
Coulson, I wouldn't be surprised if Coulson carries over, at minimum. By the way, speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you hadn't heard already, they have been picked up for the full season.
Yeah.
So they had the half season, they have been picked up for the full season.
Well,
which is good, because it's getting, you can tell each episode is getting better. I had that whole
episode
problem.
Episode 6.
Right. I told you then, that guy from Comic-Con. The biggest thing, though, to me is... We were all fucking annoyed where this cliche thing, we're like, oh, I'm still part of the Rising Tide, but I'm not part of the... They finally address it head on and not dick around with
and
us for the entire season. Yeah.
But I still like it. I'm still okay with where it's going. And I don't know. I like the show. To me, it still has a lot of plus. I still feel like it's still kind of suffering from season one-itis, but not so bad as though I'm like throwing in the towel.
Simmons is still hot.
There you go. That works for you. And actually,
Simmons is the girl, right?
Typically speaking, I don't really like
Simmons.
No, Simmons,
oh, Simmons
in the science.
Got it.
I don't like
the really strong Hermione.
Ming-Na, is that the?
Yeah, Ming-Na.
I'm not normally a fan of hers, but I like her on the show. I think
she
fits
good.
Into that role very well.
Yeah,
I liked her on ER.
Yeah, and she was in Stargate. One of the Stargates.
Was she?
Yeah, she was in the most recent universe.
Stargate is like Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
There's
I like
too many goddamn versions
well,
of it,
yes,
and
there
no
are
one
too
cares.
Many goddamn versions. All right. Let's see. How about
Stargate Ted?
How about Batman versus Superman? Let's talk about that.
So
the first.
Speaking of a smiling poopy face.
The opening sequence of the film.
Cool Whip on it.
The opening sequence of the film was filmed this week. Weekend in
LA, yeah?
If you hadn't
heard
that.
Which
and
city
there is footage
destroyed?
Online of that.
Which
what?
City
really?
Has been
yeah.
You mean of the filming online?
Yeah, someone... Yeah. Well, what? Do you know what it
where,
is?
Was Have there... Was there? Was? Did they get any cease and desist notices?
No.
Okay.
It was filmed at a football stadium, and it was Metropolis versus Gotham is the football game. And so they actually... It was during an actual football game. I don't remember the team. I don't remember what team
it was.
It
was the Gotham Rogues.
Sneezed.
But they actually had people in the audience, obviously, to film, and someone, I think, took a handy cam. And it was
Seriously?
Online, and it hasn't been pulled, I don't believe.
I gotta find this.
So that has been filmed.
The same Gotham football team as seen in the last Batman movie?
Gotham University versus Metropolis State University.
Oh, okay. So
but I don't know.
It's college football.
But I don't know what the, what's it called? I don't know what the mascots are.
Okay.
According to Warner Brothers, Wonder Woman may be in it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Mm.
We'll see. I don't know if I believe any of that.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's see. Marvel announced a new animated series, a new animated series starring the Avengers called...
Avengers Song!
Marvel Disc Wars The Avengers. Disney and Marvel have announced this new animated series that will launch in Japan next year.
Oh,
an American release hasn't been confirmed yet, but we expect it to follow at some point, probably. It's either going to go to Disney XD or direct to DVD over here. That would be my prediction.
I liked the X-Men anime one they did.
Oh, I liked it as well.
The you know which one I did not like?
Which one did you not like?
The Iron Man one is weird as shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Iron Man one.
Yeah, don't.
So there's that. So I don't, I mean, I guess I care about it because, it's the
to.
Avengers. I'm, you know, I'm wishy-washy on anime overall. Although I am going to start watching Attack on Titan after several recommendations.
Yeah. I've heard of
Crunchyroll has it for free.
Yep.
So that's, I'm going to check that out.
There's a game coming out. It's not related, right?
No, Titanfall is what you're thinking.
Totally, totally different.
Totally different.
It looks really related.
Do you have something that you want on the Gotham Metropolis thing? You
look, no, I'm good.
Then I have one last thing before we're ready to move on. Unless somebody else has something. Yes, no, maybe so.
Nope.
Sean Marr, who you may know from that film Serenity, has been cast in an upcoming
episode. Who's he playing Serenity?
He plays Simon.
Oh, he was on that TV show also.
Yep. he will appear.
The TV show based on Serenity.
He will appear in an upcoming episode of Arrow as the supervillain Shrapnel, continuing to bring out the
I don't know Shrapnel.
He's a Batman villain. They're using a lot of Batman people on the show, which obviously makes sense. But Arrow still really good this season. Tonight's episode, first appearance of Black Canary on the show.
Wow.
Or actually, I guess technically it's the second appearance because she had a teaser in the first.
Who plays? Who's Black Canary in this?
It's Katie Lotz is the actress playing it. The only part of Arrow that's really been obnoxious this season is
Speedy.
Laurel Lance's complete turnaround. No, Speedy. The guy playing Speedy, a.k.a. Red Arrow, a.k.a. Arsenal, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him, has been really good, actually, on the show. Perfectly cast, playing the role very well.
I thought the sister was Speedy.
Well, her nickname is Speedy, but she's in love with what I think is that she's going to die.
Uh-huh.
That's going to push him to finally becoming more than just Arrow's bitch, and he's going to take on the Speedy moniker. That's what I think.
So, speaking of Green Arrow,
yes.
Do you want to mention our winner?
Oh, his name was Josh something or other.
All right, congratulations, Josh something or other.
Josh already has the Arrow statue, I believe.
Really?
It was shipped from Superpower Collectibles.
Oh, nice.
And I think I confirmed that it was delivered. And Josh is actually a really cool tattoo artist because I went to his website. And I actually remember selling the ticket to him while I had a long conversation with him at the booth that day.
And we had a winner for Harry Potter.
Oh,
as well.
When you say already has the statue, you mean he's received it already?
He has received it.
Okay, because if there are any winners, any not winners listening, you made it sound like he already had one and we sent him another.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
I just want to be clear.
He has received his prize.
Gotcha, awesome.
Sent direct from Superpower Collectibles.
Perfect.
It is in his possession at this point.
And the Harry Potter prize also went out.
Awesome.
To very Caitlin cool. L.
Congratulations, Caitlin L.
So there you go. Congratulations to all the people who entered that raffle. And with that, I think we're going to take our first break.
Oodalolly.
That's my line.
Yeah, I know.
Dick bag.
I'm trying to mix it up a
just
little.
Just a bag of dicks. just a whole bag of dicks.
All right.
Hey, before we go to break.
Yes.
I'm currently in negotiations with Aileen from October Toys.
Yes.
Because I got the
Ewoking Dead figure.
No, I got the Ewok Catapult.
Oh, nice.
Exclusive, which she wants.
There you go.
So I'm in talks to trade with her for stuff.
Loverly.
I just like mentioning her on the show because I love her.
I know. Can we take our first break?
Sure. With that, OG. We will take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 305, Escape from New York, Comic-Con.
I forgot the ellipsis.
Dot, dot, dot.
It was implied.
Comic-Con.
Ahoy, hoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. LEGO Marvel Super Heroes is out now for every console imaginable, even the Nintendo Wii U. And it's also a launch title for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. In fact, if you buy the current gen version now, you can upgrade your copy to the next gen version for $10. If you're still on the fence about picking up LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, there's a demo on XBLA and PSN. I have to say, these LEGO games are getting more and more unclear about what you're supposed to do at any given time, until a text prompt pops up at the bottom of the screen and spells it out for you. It used to be so simple. Just collect a billion LEGO pieces. But if you like Marvel and you like LEGOs, check out this game. LEGO Marvel Super Heroes is in stores now. Batman Arkham Origins is due out this Friday, October 25th. Why release the game on a Friday? Because they're trying to stay out of the way of Battlefield 4 and Assassin's Creed 4, which release next Tuesday for the current-gen consoles. While Batman Arkham Origins looks a little too similar to Arkham City, maybe that's a good thing, since I enjoyed Arkham City so much. Batman Arkham Origins will be out October 25th for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Also available on Friday will be Batman Arkham Origins Black Gate, a completely separate game for the Nintendo 3DS and PS Vita. And finally, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut is now available for the Nintendo Wii U and PC. It's a great game made even better. Go find a way to play it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 305, Escape from New York, Ellipsis Comic-Con. Yeah, I did it that time.
Brought to you by Suburban Vinyl.
That's right, suburbanvinyl.com. Big show there this Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Arson has a solo show at Suburban Vinyl, 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Are you going to that?
I'm going to try my darndest. I have something in the afternoon that I believe will be completed prior to.
You know what really sucks?
Chiller is that day also, right?
Oh, yeah, Chiller is this weekend. That's true. But I'm going over to Chiller, I think, Friday.
Okay.
Saturday is Chris Guild's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I think
you know what's Sunday. Well, let's we're getting out of ourselves.
Sorry.
Suburbanvinyl.com in Waldwick, New Jersey. If you're available
Waldwick, New Jersey
Saturday night, come check out Arson's solo show.
I would really like to see that show. I'm going to be really upset that I didn't get to.
And if you shop at suburbanvinyl.com, use coupon code BIGKEV to get 10% off of your entire purchase.
Correct.
Let's move forward.
Or, you know, if you go over there to Waldwick, New Jersey and stop into Suburban Vinyl, you can see our pal Blink.
You know what you do? Walk into the store, then pull up the website on your phone.
There you go.
Place an order.
For the thing you have in your hand.
And ask him if you could do in-store pickup.
That's it. That's exactly what you do. It's brilliant. And then you get 10% off. Brilliant.
The right. views by Big Kev are not reflective of.
That's right.
That was OG.
That was all OG. I'll take credit for it. Smack will punch me likely when I see him on Saturday, but that's okay. SketchCon is on Sunday also.
SketchCon?
Yeah. Do you remember Christian, the guy who's always at Geek Flea? He's the guy that did this print.
Oh yeah.
He's got that little convention. It's not little anymore. It's growing. He's got that convention where he has a bunch of artists and they all do like. It's just an artist convention. This time it's in Saddlebrook, but it's this coming Sunday. It's at noon, and unfortunately, I don't think I can go to that.
I can't go. I'll be at work.
But let's move forward with the show.
All right.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics. 5.
There you go. Very good. Kudos to you.
Do you have some comics?
Nova number 9 came out this week, which I will buy and begrudgingly read in anticipation of Nova number 10.
What happens in Nova number 10?
It's not the Infinity storyline crossover anymore that has plagued and shit upon the good story that was going on in Nova until the Infinity crossover happened. Infinity came and Marvel fucked with all the books that I was enjoying from Marvel.
Uh-huh.
So now once it's over with, I can go back to actually.
Aren't they planning another crossover event after that crossover event?
They are, but that crossover event I'm almost sort of looking forward to because it's the Inhumans.
That crosses over with that other crossover.
Right.
Yes.
Wait. Also, Superior Carnage number 4 came out this week.
Ooh, Superior Carnage.
And Batman the Dark Knight number 24, which I'm assuming you have.
I got that one.
Is out this week as well.
Yeah, Batman the Dark Knight.
Oh, and Talon number 12 out this week.
Dude. Greg Hurwitz and Alex Maleev.
I like Alex Maleev.
Sometimes I like Alex
And I'm
Maleev.
Still enjoying Batman the Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's dark, all right. That's for sure.
It is.
What else did you say?
Talon number 12.
Yes, Talon number 12.
Which I'm woefully behind on. Like 4 issues behind on.
James Tynion the 4th and Emmanuel Simoni handling the... The art in the book is pretty decent. Yeah. But the story's lost. I'm really hoping, kind of, can't help but say I hope the book ends.
Scapegoat, you had a question?
No, that answered it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'm checking the end. Nope, definitely another.
It's been okay.
It's called just, The Fall of the Owls.
It's just been a bit. I don't know. It's been okay. It just hasn't been quite as good as I had hoped it was going to be.
Yeah, it's really it's kind of weak, which is sad because I think there was a lot of potential there, and they just dressed it up really like, I don't know. It just
it's a weird character.
Yeah, it became something that I think a little beyond what
I think I would have almost enjoyed the character better if he was just a villain with his own book, uh-huh, as opposed to a hero with a villain's name.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of what's going on.
I also picked up from IDW The Rocketeer and the Spirit, number 2.
I don't remember. I saw that this was coming out
Pulp
this week.
Friction.
I don't remember us talking about issue 1 of this. Did you get issue 1?
I did, but I don't think we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
It might have been on one of those weeks where I wasn't available when
right.
you guys did books.
Oh, that could be.
It's a decent story. It's kind of two characters that it's kind of interesting that you can put them together.
Let's be honest. You're reading that because it's a Rocketeer book.
Absolutely.
Not because it's a
no
spirit
interest
book.
Really in the spirit yeah. per se. But yeah, I'm reading it because it's a Rocketeer.
And let me clarify before uh-huh. we get lambasted, by the way.
Because we're going to.
The Spirit. I've read some of the original Will Eisner stuff.
Yeah.
I liked it
the
a lot.
The original stuff.
Right. However, the newer versions of it, who I don't know who is doing them. He was part of that whole, he's part of that whole weird IDW universe though, right?
Right.
I have not enjoyed the newer stuff.
What about the movie?
I Shut actually up. Never saw the movie.
Shut up, Scapeghost.
No, that been a not, great not movie. A fan.
That should have been a great
Who directed
movie.
That movie?
That was.
Wasn't it Frank Miller?
Frank Miller.
Actually yeah. directed it, right?
I believe yeah. so, yes.
Yes.
And Sin City happened, so we were all excited, and then.
Right. Yeah. Sin City 2 still coming in theory.
Yeah. No, it hasn't.
Still on the shelves yet. From Marvel. It's Daredevil number 32.
Still on the shelves.
It's not Marvel now yet.
No, it's but this is like I guess this is the Halloween issue because it has like all Marvel's monsters.
Can we just talk about Marvel now real quick?
Sure.
Or do you want to talk about
Can
that first
one later?
Talk
no,
about
no, let me talk about this right. really quick. This book is terrible.
Okay.
OG, back to you.
Marvel now. I was having a conversation with Scapegoat prior to the show about Marvel Now.
And, where was I?
And you were not here yet.
Oh.
And Marvel just needs to drop Marvel Now. Not drop the books. Just stop calling it Marvel Now. Because it's no different than Marvel. It's still storylines. It's still...
bad.
Yeah. It's just not that good. And it wasn't a jumping on point for new readers. If you didn't know what had happened in X-Men prior to the Marvel Now X-Men books, you would still be confused as fuck. So there's Marvel Now. Drop it. Just call it Marvel. Moving on.
I have some trades to check out.
Okay.
I actually have, surprisingly, a graphic novel.
Oh. An
actual standalone Hellboy story called The Midnight Circus.
Okay.
Written by Mike Mignola.
Yes.
You know, he kind of sounds like this. If you've ever met Mike Mignola, he kind of sounds like a Muppet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Art by Duncan Fegredo.
Okay.
Fegredo, because it is F-E-Gredo. Fegredo. Duncan Fegredo.
That's Gredo with wings.
This is a hardcover, standalone story. Young Hellboy runs away from the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense only to stumble upon a strange, fantastical circus that may or may not have come from hell.
Ooh.
Doo-doo-doo. $15 is going to get you this hardcover graphic novel. Runs, doesn't really...
doesn't happen. Look very long.
It's not. It's one singular story. Yeah. I'd say that's probably a good, maybe a two-issue kind of thing.
I'm saying wait for it to come out in soft cover. Probably be $10.
I don't think this is one that will come out in soft cover.
You think that'll be hardcover only?
I think the next time you'll see this story in a collected anywhere, it'll be in one of those big Hellboy collected.
You know, speaking of collected books, and I don't believe that's what you have right there. What is that?
Oh, this is a collected book, my friend.
Which one is that?
No,
but I can tell you it's not what I'm about to tell you. Did you see there was a DC Absolute book that came out this week? The Joker and Luthor?
No.
Yeah, it's collected Joker and Luthor stories.
Really?
Absolute.
Together?
Yes.
Well, if they had done Joker separately, maybe. No, you'll remember this one, OG, and I think this is one that you should actually get your ass out there and get.
Okay.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Yes.
The deluxe edition.
It's on the list. It's a
a long list.
It is. AJ Lieberman and Riley Rossimo.
Right. Riley Rossimo not at New York Comic Con again, right?
I don't think
he was supposed to be there. But he's one of those guys that we've always wanted to meet and never had the chance yet.
No. Except that one con that he was supposed to be at and wasn't there.
Right.
For some reason. There was New York Comic Con last year.
Maybe.
Or the year before. This is one of those great books. It's about a guy who has three personalities. One is a cowboy, one is a ninja, one is a Viking.
Okay.
More simple than that. With fantastic art by Riley Rossimo. Fantastic. It's from Image. It's from their Shadow Line.
Ooh.
Shadow Line.
Fancy.
And you can check it out at image.com. $40 is going to get you the complete series.
Right.
Complete series in an oversized. Now, this book was oversized to begin with, wasn't it?
I believe it was, but wasn't it like huge?
Was it huge? I don't remember.
I thought it was huge.
Well, the collected one is definitely oversized. I'm looking forward to rereading it because it was definitely one of my favorite books when it was out.
And that's volume two, you said, yes?
Volume one.
Oh, it's volume one.
No,
oh,
there's
excellent.
Only volume one. I don't believe the story has a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure there won't be more of them. Great classic, I think, in the making.
Absolutely.
If you're not considering it a classic, you definitely should read it and then, you know, give the GVM line a call.
Which is 425-920-6050.
And let us know what you think of Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Speaking of the GVM line.
Yes.
We did get a voicemail this week.
We did.
But we'll talk about it next week.
Why would we do that? Why don't we just talk about it now?
Okay.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adrian. This is actually hard to admit. As a diehard Marvel fan and anti-DC, whatever the hell you want to call me, I must say I love Batman Court of Owls. Thanks for Big Kev for the recommendation. Probably, you know, he's right. One of the best Batman stories I've read in a long time, if ever. That definitely needs to be a movie, something that Christopher Nolan should have done instead of The Dark Knight Rises. But, yeah, awesome story. I highly recommend it to anybody. And, like I said, this is coming from someone who normally doesn't like DC, so take that for what it is. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Damn. Ha! So we played it.
Ha! Big Kev suggested.
That's good.
You want to know what that was?
What?
That was I needed a Court of the Owls mask.
Right, right.
Really desperately, and I bought one of those two packs.
Sure.
Not two packs. One of the packs that DC put out, I think, the week
before.
It had
before. the mask and the book.
Copy of the trade, and because I needed the mask because we were situated literally feet from where DC had its signing area.
Right.
And they were going to have the fellers there who did that book.
Greg Capullo and Scott Snyder.
And I wanted to get a Court of the Owls mask signed. OG wanted to get one signed. Scapeghost wanted to get one signed.
Right.
So I ran and got one for myself, and I had the book. So I put the book out on the table. I don't need the book.
Yeah.
And Adrian, one of our longtime listeners, came along. He's very fervently a Marvel fan, which confuses me no end. But I recommended to him that he needed to get this book and he needed to read it. And I think that this would turn him around about DC books.
Right.
And it did.
So there you go. Kudos.
And, for calling in the GVM line, Adrian, you are going to get a special prize package mailed your way.
We could give him a little plugsy for his podcast. Adrian and Atlas Have Issues is the name of his podcast. That's your prize package.
Oh, there you go.
Check it out online.
That saves us postage.
See, there you go. All right. We can move forward then, yes?
Yes.
With product?
Yes. If we're done with books.
Yes, we are.
The product I want to mention is going on sale.
Are we gonna put the stinger in there at all? Fuck the stinger.
Sorry.
What was that sound effect again?
You know, in the old days when Fantastic was our producer?
Yeah.
We there were signals and things.
You know what? We were getting ready for the signal, and then you ran over everything.
Yeah, you ran the red light there.
OG, this wasn't about you.
Oh, okay. I went on the defensive.
Just saying, it wasn't about you.
All right, well, how about we all count to five?
Okay. Five.
Or three, whatever. And let's move forward with the show.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
The product I wanted to mention is going on sale this week from Sideshow Collectibles.
Okay.
It is the 1/6 scale Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. And it has all the features and all the trimmings.
1/6 scale. Is that quarter scale?
It's 12 inch.
Oh, it's 12 inch. Yeah. Okay.
It's it also has, you know, all the weapons, real clothing, all that sort of thing. But it's done by Sideshow, so it's amazing. And they have, what you call it? They're putting out, you're distracting me. What are those things?
We'll get to it.
I don't know what the, are those the, oh.
We'll get to it.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
Anyway, Snake Plissken, he's gonna run $160 as soon as we get him in. We'll be able to talk about him right here on the show. But he looks pretty amazing. It's Sideshow. It's not Hot Toys or any of those other people. I think this is actually Sideshow, so that's kind of cool also. And I'm really looking forward to it. I was a real big fan of the Snake Plissken action figure, such as it was. This one looks even better, so I'm really excited. And the Snake Plissken action figure that was put out by McFarlane was actually from Escape from L.A. This one is actually from Escape from New York, so I'm really excited, and I can't wait to talk about it. All right, OG, what the hell is it?
She doesn't stand, damn it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So these are from Funko.
How did you get something from Funko? You purchased these.
Well, a fan of the show / friend of the show bought a case and had a bunch of dupes. And I was like, before you do anything with those.
Right.
And so I procured a set of at least the main characters. Now, I know there are variants on the Sheldon figure. Different shirts.
You're not telling anybody what they are.
We'll get there. But I don't know if there are any other side characters.
Big Bang Theory.
These are the Big Bang Theory Funko in action figures.
Wow.
Because there are, I don't believe there's any articulation.
There's 0 points of articulation. Yeah.
So I have, what are there?
All
are,
of them.
There are seven figures here. Can you look and see, Scapegoat, can you look up and see if there are more than these seven? I know there are variations. Again, Sheldon has, there's one with Flash shirt.
Is that Amy Farrah Fowler?
That is Amy Farrah Fowler.
The only one I don't see is Raj. Is he there? Oh, that's Raj. I thought that was Amy.
No, no. Amy is the one with the glasses.
Oh, let me see. Oh, okay. She was behind, so right. I couldn't see. Yeah. I thought that one
and,
might
be
Amy.
Bernadette, of course.
Bernadette. Does
Howard.
She have a, does she have an enormous rack?
She does, actually.
Melissa Rauch has an enormous rack.
Then, of course,
Penny.
Penny, who does not stand. Goddamn Penny.
There are 12 figures.
Are there different characters? Do you know?
Are those the in action figures that you're looking at? Or are those the bobbleheads? You have to look at in action figures.
Either way, these are from Funko. They're about 3 inch tall.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, there are a couple different variations.
2 inches tall, probably.
There are a couple different
2.5.
Well, they're about the size of a dunny, and a dunny is 3 inches. So
really? Is a dunny 3 inches?
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's close.
All right.
It's
got it.
Maybe just under 3 inches, sure. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Sure.
So yeah, I don't know. I like them.
Somebody bought a case of these?
As representations, I mean, I'm always a fan of true representations versus artistic.
Right.
But it kind of works for these. I'm kind of okay with it for these.
This is what Little Damn Heroes could have been.
Right. I don't know that I would buy a 6-inch realistic looking Sheldon action figure.
Right.
For example. But I like this.
Yeah, those are cool.
There are alternate color variations
or shirt variations.
Yeah.
But are there other characters?
Are they wearing Star Trek uniforms?
Not that I can see.
Because what would have been really
standing up top there.
What would have been really funny, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
So they have, obviously, they have each guy and each of his girls.
Uh-huh.
And then Raj by himself.
Right.
They should have released, what's his name? From the comic book store.
Kripke? Oh, no.
No, not Kripke.
What's his name?
I know. Raj's new girlfriend now that Howard is married.
Yeah.
What is the owner of the comic book store's name?
I can't remember his name.
I'm dropping the ball, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. That would have been just kind of a funny pairing, I think.
That would have been.
But these are cute figures. I don't know the retail. I think they're $8.
Raj had a girlfriend last.
He did. That mousy little quiet girl. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Check them out. If you're a Big Bang fan, I think they're worth checking out.
Those are really awesome.
Funko puts out some great stuff overall. This is a first for Funko in this scale.
Right.
It's different than what Funko puts out style-wise as well,
Is Funko putting out the Batman and Joker ones as well that are kind of like
Yes.
This? Oh, they
but
are?
But the Batman and Joker ones, I think, are bigger, aren't they?
Are they a little bigger? I haven't gotten any of them yet.
They're this scale. And the Batman and Joker ones are also more like... They're more stylized. Like traditional Funko style.
Yeah, yeah. Bigger
this
heads.
This is closer to the Kevin Smith.
Oh, in action figures. Really?
Yeah.
I can see.
It's closer to like the J Bob and stuff.
It looks closer to Little Damn Heroes.
It's closer to that style as well. Right. But yeah, great. It's great. Again, if you're a Big Bang fan, not everybody is a Big Bang fan, but I recommend.
Who's not a Big Bang fan?
Well, there are some people out there who think that the show is demeaning to members of the geek community.
Really?
And there are some people out there that think the show is just not funny at all and that the laugh track is proof of that. I, however, am a member of the geek community, aren't they in front of a live studio audience? Yeah. That doesn't mean that there's still not some laugh. I think there's still some laughter added to that. But either way, who gives a fuck? I think the show is funny.
Who gives a fuck? I agree with you.
That's what Howard's mother would say. Yeah. And I don't feel insulted by the show as
exactly.
a geek. I don't find it demeaning to
not at
things.
All.
The only other thing I wanted to mention in product real quick is that already online are some of our New York Comic Con exclusives that didn't sell out.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them will be online in the next few days.
That's great.
So go to the BigKevsGeekStuff.com, click on the store link,
right,
or bkgs.storenv.com is the direct link.
Okay.
And check out what's over there.
Cool.
And, you know, pick up some stuff.
Is that the, way to go. You've timed out another show so that we don't have to do a wrap up.
Yes.
Way
yes,
to
I
go.
Did.
The two of you in cahoots on this?
Yep.
Actually, you know who I'm blaming? I'm blaming Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness, because they have just about everything.
All of it.
Statues, toys, comic books, action figures.
Arrow statue.
Thank you again for that. And of course, there was a coupon code.
It is Big Kev.
And it will get you
$10 off of any order of $50 or more.
Right.
Free shipping on orders over $100 on most items.
Right.
And $1,000 order, a date with the scapegoat.
That is correct.
Yep.
So please,
we're all waiting for that $1,000 order to come in to see what's going to happen. Oh, I did it for the day of scapegoat.
So please check out superpowercollectibles.com. Of course, it helps you because you get something awesome
yes.
at a great price. It helps us because they're one of our sponsors.
Uh-huh.
And naturally, it helps the sponsor.
And it could get your house painted by scapegoat.
Nope.
Scapegoat, manual labor included.
No, not included. Well, if you want to perform manual labor during your date... Just kidding. Just kidding.
$1,000 worth of geek stuff and a free house painting.
Jesus. Nope. Not El Scapeghost.
The views of Big Kev did not reflect.
Wow. That was so bad.
All right.
I'm sure the sponsor likes that one.
And with that, OG.
Don't forget.
I don't think we're going to. How are we going to even come out of that one?
You can check us out online.
Scapeghost. Now we have to find out what it is in Spanish. There has to be a translation.
Just think about it. It's like a vigilante. He shows up and paints your house in the middle of the night.
What's that noise? It's El Scapeghost. What's he doing? He's painting our house.
General Home Contracting.
What? Did you find it? Oh, Chivo. I can't read it. My eyes are tearing. Hold on. Chivo Expiratorio. Oh, that's scapegoat. I mean, scapeghost.
There's not going to be a translation for that.
Sure there will.
Translation to that?
Scape.
There is no such thing as scape.
Make it escape ghost.
No.
Escape ghost. Translation. Oh my god. Right. So if you want to reach us, the GVM line
is 425-920-6050.
Of course you can read you can reach us by email at geekstuffog@gmail.com. All three of us are on and actively on Twitter.
Yeah,
sure we are.
We look at it.
OG. It's at GeekStuffOG.
That's right.
At
BK Geek Stuff.
Right. And at
Scapegoat GS.
There you go. And I am also playing GTA 5 online.
Yep.
And it's Big Kev GS if you want to look for me or find me.
There you go. And you go. I think that's it.
That is it. And we will wrap up this episode, OG. I can't do it. I can't do it. I had it. I had it. And then I lost it.
Episode 305.
Episode 305. Good night.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree. By caves where never sun has shone. By streams that never find the sea.